According to recent stats, only 0.2% of the Metroplex will actually see the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 in person. Be one of the 0.2 and reserve your seat by clicking on theticket.com beginning tomorrow morning at 9. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is Guys Night Out. The first night of its kind in the year 2005. We thank you all for coming out tonight. The place is Wizards in Richardson, which is located on Central Expressway, a tad to the north of Spring Valley. Now, I must tell you, it's not real easy to get here, especially if you're coming from Dallas, because the High Five has everything messed up a little bit, but you can use your wits and figure out a way to get in here. It's not that hard. And we will be here until 7 o'clock. This is our final segment. Roundtables are going to commence here in just a bit. And the Wild Ass Circus will be here later on, and everybody who has signed up for poker will play poker here in just a bit as well. So we got a big night ahead of us here. It is 5:51 here on The Ticket. Community quick hits from out here at Richardson. Here is Cobra.
Well, something that we always like to do when there's a new employee working up here at The Ticket is we like to talk to them, get to know them a little bit, see what they're all about. And there is a new employee up here.
That's not always true. New board ops and promotions people come in there all the time, and you're never interested in them.
Hold on. Must be a new ticket chick.
We have a new ticket chick, Danny. Who I haven't seen before. And can we strap her on with a...
Whoa. Hey. Oh, she probably doesn't need one of those.
With a deal? Kern, can you hook her up?
With a deal?
A deal.
God.
I didn't say a deal.
Yeah, you did. You said let's strap her on with a deal.
Hey. I did not.
You did too.
Yeah, you did.
Deal. No, I didn't. I never said
deal.
That.
Sure sounded that way to me.
Well, I apologize to all those
deal.
People that I said... Right. Right. Okay, now what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Christy Ann. It's like Mary Ann, but Christy.
Christy Ann. How old
well,
are you,
that's like all one word, right?
Oh, yeah, it's spelled like Christian. I was just talking about this. It's funny. Oh. It's Christian, but with another N.
Oh. Okay. And Christy Ann, how old are you?
24.
24. And you're a new ticket chick, correct?
I am. That's correct.
Did Eric hire you? Are you familiar with Eric?
Yes.
The lummox who...
I got recruited because I worked for another promotion agency, but while working, that's how I found
recruited.
Out.
So who else are you applying your craft for?
GMR Marketing for Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Oh, so you're a Miller Lite girl,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So do you work with Claudia at
well,
Miller Lite?
She works for a team, and I work for GMR.
Oh, there's different
we're sisterhood, you
sections
know.
Of...
Yeah.
Of the nookie. Okay. Now, Christy Ann, are you dating anyone right now?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
You're not. Divorced?
No.
You
not
have children?
Single. Single, no children.
Okay.
Oh, Christy.
Christy Ann, do you have a gas problem you want to tell us about?
No gas.
Okay.
Stop it.
Oh, this where did
is
I come from?
I was about to say, this might be...
Knock it off.
This might be interesting.
I know. I'm not
if
doing it.
Cut the noise out.
No. I know. I hear it, too. It's like a... like that.
Yeah, it's like a rapid fire, isn't it?
It's almost like a
it's
fart.
It's like this.
I mean, it's almost like it's a fart, isn't it?
It almost is.
Yeah.
But weird. It's like... I hear it in the background.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
I know.
Like a little squeezy toy or something.
I guess.
Yeah. Whoopee cushion. So where do you live?
Rockwall.
Rockwall
High?
I actually live in... I went to Rockwall Christian Academy.
Ah, Rockwall Christian Academy.
Yeah.
That's how she got her name.
Yeah,
Christian.
Kind of.
Jesus. Now, how old's your boyfriend?
He's 27.
27, so he's much older than you.
No, I'm 24.
Is he a Miller Lite girl, too?
Well, he used to be.
He did?
Yeah,
he
we got him changed.
He got his implants taken out, and he had to quit?
Well, we kept the implants.
Oh.
Yeah, we
now,
like those.
Now, speaking of implants, we always like to know how natural our ticket chicks are for the survey that we do at church. How are yours? Are they real? Or are they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they really?
Yes, sure are. 100%.
Christiane.
Mike, go ahead and feel them and make sure.
I can tell you right now.
I can tell you right now,
they are not.
Ah, now Mike is the expert.
Mike?
Mike has been dealing with boobs for now 70, 80 years, so he is.
That's right.
He's seen all kinds.
Well.
That's right. I've seen the complete evolution of the implant.
And by the way, you're in favor of them.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
How big were they before you got those?
Because they're mine.
Would you stop it?
Okay. Come on.
I can tell you the size they are now, but that's what.
All right, what are they now?
They're
34D.
Whoa.
34D.
Whoa.
And for those who don't, who aren't out here, which is most of everyone, you're probably about, what, 5'4"?
5'5".
5'5", and you probably weigh 1, what,
70?
10?
Right.
1 what, Danny?
170.
No, about 110, right?
Right, right.
And I would say that your boobs take up a lot of weight.
They're really not that heavy.
They're not?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have trouble lugging them around or anything?
What's that?
You don't have trouble, like, when they come off?
They're perfect when you swim. Like, really
swim?
Good. And especially
like
when you
buoyancy?
Dive.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Now, what do you carry them in when you take them off and, you know?
What?
Lug them around?
No, they don't. No,
it's not like bowling
Mike,
balls.
Mike, it's not like she's.
They don't carry them. They just
puts them in a guitar case.
They're not detachable?
That's unfortunate.
It's not like Michael Jackson's nuts.
I wish that boobs were detachable because that would make for some fun party games.
Pinning the boob on the girl.
I don't know about that, Christiane. That's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, welcome to the ticket, Christiane.
Well, thank
you. It's good to have you aboard.
Now, I have some more questions for you. We're not done with you yet. How long have you been with man?
With man?
With this boyfriend of yours.
Oh, well, this would be about... We're on and off last year, but before that was 3 years.
Whoa.
4 years.
Wow. So is he a high school mate?
No. Oh. I met him in college.
Ah, what college did you attend?
UTD.
UTD.
Yep, in Richardson.
Ooh. I wonder if she knows, what's her name? Shannon. Shannon Hughes, you're familiar with her? She's Shannon. A... Forget it.
No.
Any more questions?
Does she work with a ticket?
No, she's a, on the... Sports Illustrated model swimsuit thing on NBC.
Oh, I didn't know she went to...
Grego, do you have any questions?
Yeah, she went to UTD too. University of Texas at Denton.
Well, that's... And that... Okay. Well, I went to one in Richardson.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought she went to the Denton campus.
Right, well, it's UTD at Dallas. University of Texas at Dallas.
Okay.
Well, I can see where you saw at Denton.
I was thinking University of Texas at Denton.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, okay.
What the hell?
Let's not get bogged down in minutia here. We're talking about you, not UTD.
You want to have sex?
All right, now, we're noticing that you have dark hair, right? You got dark hair, but you got some highlights or something
low
working
lights.
In there.
I put low lights.
Oh, low lights?
Yes.
Now, are you a Latina? Is that what you're
saying? Actually, no, my parents from Trinidad. And,
they're from what? Trinidad?
Tobago?
Yes, Trinidad and Tobago. It's an island in Chile, right off Venezuela, but it's a British island.
I thought that most people there were black, though.
Well, they are now because it is, they used to be run by parliament, and then it went to republic.
And then Funkadelic took over?
Well, that was in the 60s.
Oh.
And, like, my dad's side went to Canada because it's British, and that's into North America, and so that's... But it was a British island.
It's like the national song Flashlight.
Every time you get off
the plane. You listen to the ticket?
Yes.
You know anything about where you are?
Yes.
You do, okay.
Who's this?
Corby.
Who's this?
Greco?
Right, Greco.
A little bit of uncertainty there.
Who's this?
The Hammer.
Who's the Hammer?
Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, it's Mark.
All right,
yeah,
who Mark am I? Too. You know who I am?
Marco.
Yes, he's Marco.
Marco.
Lizzie.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Now we've got her saying it and Carmella.
All right, Christiane, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, and welcome.
Be nice to all these men.
Chicken.
They're very interested in you, okay?
That's right, they are.
So be nice to them.
Love them, they will love you back.
Exactly. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Take
you.
Take care.
All right, that is Christiane. One of our newest ticket chicks.
Don't look at her, horny bastards out there.
What's that noise?
Okay, let's get to the homeless story, because if you're a homeless guy...
Hello.
Or woman, you've really made it to the big time, because the Dallas City Council members cleared the way to open up the Day Resource Center 24 hours a day, giving the homeless a safe place to spend the night and day starting early next week. So if you're homeless, so now, you're no longer homeless.
So now you can just show up at that homeless center and you can go in there and just sit around all day on your ass, huh?
Here's what they say. The purpose of the 24/7 facility is if the home... If the homeless are hungry or tired or need to see a doctor, there's a place to do it. So now they got medical.
Well, you don't think the homeless can be tired?
No. They just lounge around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got to search for food and...
build a knapsack to put on their wooden stick.
Yeah, did you guys also get your free membership, three-month membership to there? 24-hour homeless? I got mine yesterday.
That's 24-hour fitness.
Oh, Kevin. Come on. Sorry.
By the way, I thought you teased that they hit the jackpot.
They did.
How is this hitting the jackpot?
Cha-ching.
This is like you or I winning the lottery. That's the equivalent.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
I bet it's hard work being homeless.
No, it's not. Well, it's great.
You never know where you're going to sleep. You never know when you're going to eat.
You think
it's great? They know where they're sleeping.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They sleep in the same place.
No, they...
Homeless are territorial. Have you ever seen, like, a bum fight on the corner when one bum is, like, trying to panhandle on the other bum's place?
No.
It's vicious.
No, I've never seen that.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is. Plus... it takes a lot. I mean, they got to go almost every day to go buy the sausage rolls and cheese to put in their knapsack.
Snake. Not all of them carry a little knapsack on
summer,
a stick.
They eat summer sausage
Snake.
And cheese.
Are they got about what? Reach around?
What? What?
What?
I think you're talking about reach back.
Yeah, no. Reach back.
They got to reach around. That's another thing that they're getting here at the 24/7 homeless center.
Only if the other homeless person's very, very nice.
Right.
Right. I'm telling you, the homeless got it pretty good now. They got a free place to stay, no rent, free medical attention. Hungry, they got free food now.
You think this is going to deter the homeless problem?
No,
you think they're still going to be out hanging out at night?
They probably have a whole lot of rules. And homeless, they don't like rules. Like, you probably have to be in at a certain time. They probably lock the doors at a certain time.
So?
Well, no, homeless don't like that. I mean, they're homeless because they don't like schedules.
So they have to have a card to get in the parking garage.
Right.
You know what they ought to do is put a ping pong table in there? Put a pool table in there?
Ping pong?
Right.
Ping pong table over there, let you go over there and dominate?
Oh, I would kill the homeless. I would own the homeless.
By the way, mark that.
Why don't you show up down there, see if you can get a 24-hour homeless tournament together.
Maybe sure. I will. Maybe put a little indoor lap pool in there.
You know what I see when I think about you going in there playing ping pong and just declaring victory? Did you ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was kicking all the little kids' ass in karate?
Yeah. Or did you see Rushmore? Was it what was it where Bill Murray dominated that kid in a basketball game? The kid was like
Caddyshack.
Four? No, it wasn't Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
What about Bob?
Lost in Translation?
Stripes.
Yeah, Lost in Translation. That was it. He was killing all the Japanese kids. Well, anyway.
That was where the buffalo roamed, wasn't it?
No.
Stripes.
And they have security there.
Well, they probably have to have a place to park their little shopping cart.
They agreed to require 4 security guards on the premises at all times. And Police Chief David Kunkel to design a safety plan for all the properties within 1,000 feet of the facility.
You know what this is? This is Laura Miller trying to get that new strong mayor form of government, and she's trying to get the homeless vote.
What?
Do they vote?
No, they're not registered.
Well, once she gives them a
They're not actually humans. They weren't born or anything.
Once she gives them a place to stay and starts filling their head full of propaganda, she'll get them registered and they'll vote. They'll vote for this form of government.
This reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where Kramer and Newman tried to get the homeless to pull a rickshaw and one of them ran off with the rickshaw. Yeah. You're going to give them a voter card and they're going to look at it and wipe their arse with is what they're going to do.
Right. They're going to use that as reach around.
This is like...
they only need a voter registration card. When they get on the bus and they take them to the polling place, and once they cast their vote, they could care less about it.
That does not happen.
They got a Susquehanna for the homeless, man. Security, you got to sign in. You got a parking garage card.
Hey, Perot's group rounded up a bunch of people in South Dallas for the arena vote. They had buses.
Hey, this is a big day for the homeless.
Where is that place? Over off Irvay?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Somewhere downtown.
You got to get a ping pong tournament going, Corby. Just walk in with a big old summer sausage in your pocket and say, come on, who wants me?
We're playing for the ultimate summer sausage.
You have about six guys that look like Blue walk over with shaggy beards.
They get no practice, and I'll let them all play till the bitter end, and then they have to play me. The winner plays me.
What if there's a good ping pong player there?
There's no good ping pong players.
Then he'll take home the summer sausage.
Only the rich play ping pong.
So you're saying that just because somebody's homeless, they can't play ping pong?
No. Absolutely not.
I buy that. I really don't.
It's fun being rich, isn't it, Corby?
Oh, man.
Let's face it, the homeless are funny.
I think they ought to build a homeless golf course.
And you'd dominate, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I'd kill that, too.
And make them play with, like broomsticks and Coke bottles taped onto it, like Lee Trevino used to do.
Please turn the song off forever.
All right.
No, we can't.
Oh, dear.
Those are your community questions.
Gotta go.
World-famous American Roundtables are next.
So he could get back in.
You know who's up next?
As
you guys got your sheet?
Guy's Night Out officially begins.
George, Grego, Gordo, and Rhines.
They're singing.
I'm not. I'm embarrassed.
I'm going to break.
This is Fake Dan Bennett, and I approve this message.
Eight.